the volunteer called me back once she saw the dog, and she said, it's not a young puppy. She's probably about a year old, and she's not in great shape at all. She's horribly matted. It seems like she urinated on herself, and she's not doing great. So I told her, give her some sugar water so she didn't go into shock, and I rushed over there. When she brought her out to me, she had her wrapped up in a blanket, and she was on a heating disc, and the smell coming from her was unlike anything I have ever smelled. It was so horrible, and we found out later on that she was actually covered in human urine, and so the volunteer said she's actually in much worse shape than I thought, and she pulled the blanket back, and the entire side of her head was just covered in bruises. So I got her in the car. We weren't even sure that she was going to make it on the way to the vet because she would frequently stop moving and stop whimpering and stick her tongue out. So we were worried that, you know, she had passed away on the way to the vet, but fortunately she made it. I called our vet, primary care animal in Long Beach, who we work very closely with, and they said, yes, bring her in as soon as you can, and we will take her right in. It turns out that she had a fractured skull. They thought she had maybe some neck fractures, but it turns out she was just moving her head in weird ways to try to alleviate the pressure and the massive headache that she had. She has some possible broken ribs, and someone snapped her leg in half. And after later review, the vet thinks that happened, that it was a little bit of an older injury, and it probably did not happen the same day that we found her. She was also incredibly matted, and she had rancid food in her mats. So the bag that she was thrown into had old spaghetti, rancid onions, and ham. Whoever did this threw her in that bag, tied it up, and then threw it in a dumpster, I guess hoping that she would starve to death or suffocate. Obviously, they didn't want to deal with her anymore. Primary care is not a 24-hour facility, so they were not able to monitor her. So that evening, she was moved to Long Beach Animal Emergency, where she is today. She has made some great improvements, but the trauma to her head and her brain was incredible. So at this point, we are waiting for that brain swelling to go down so that she can go into surgery to fix her leg. She may end up losing her leg if her brain doesn't, kind of catch up with the rest of her healing body. If the swelling doesn't go down enough where she can go under anesthesia, they might not be able to save her leg.